You just need wisdom to be able to see it. But once you focus on money and you say, I don't have money, your eye, just for example, if I'm focusing on one thing, I don't have peripheral vision on all the other things around me. But if you say, I want to start a business, what do I have around me that I can use to start? It begins to unlock your mind to look at other things around you. I have this friend that knows this person. Instead of using money, I might as well go and serve somewhere and get visibility and get equity or get leverage the relationship and can help you build money. So most people always think, you know, the problem I see is that when you tell people mindset looks too difficult and it's a long game.
Yes.
But building wealth is a long game. I didn't say getting money. Building wealth is a long game. But most people want 5 steps for me to move from broke to successful. There's nothing like that. It's a mindset. The moment you start thinking differently about wealth and about money and stop hating people that have money, because what you hate, you can never attract. And that's the problem I see with a lot of people that might be in poverty. And right. I mean, it's a terrible place to be, right? And I don't wish it upon anybody. But the truth is that there are some people that are there. And there's a mindset in Africa that has taught us to hate people that are poor, that they must have done it in a fraudulent manner, that they must have done it because they knew somebody, that they must have done it because they did something illegal. And once you think that way, what you despise, you can't attract. That's the difference between us and the successful societies. We were having a conversation earlier, and I said, you look at the US. There are movies about the men who built America, John D. Rockefeller, J.P. Morgan, Andrew Carnegie, Henry Ford. There are movies about Mark Zuckerberg, right? But because they celebrate their entrepreneurs, America is a place where anybody can be wealthy. That's the dream they've sold. Which means you can come into America without anything and become something.
What is Africa selling?
Africa is selling that wealth is only for a select few. And for you to make money, you must either be a politician or you must do it fraudulently. And even the people that have wealth, because the mindset is that you must either be a politician or know a politician or be fraudulent. So the people that have now made money successfully in a good way, people subconsciously think that they knew someone in politics or they did it fraudulently. And they think that I cannot be fraudulent. I cannot be a politician. Therefore, I can never be rich. But that's the wrong mindset, which is why I said is we first of all need to throw away the garbage mindsets that we've had in the past and re-indoctrinate ourselves in a new way of thinking. It's as simple as that. It's a mindset thing. And I've seen it. I've had a couple of friends. I've seen a lot of people that have been poor before and have attained wealth. And I asked them, what changed? They say, I changed.
Huh.
My patterns changed. My mindset changed. My relationships changed. If you are sitting on a table with 4 people, don't be confused. You are the 5th poor person. If you are sitting on a table with 4 wealthy people, don't be confused. You are the 5th wealthy person. Because eventually, what's in the mindset of the circle will be transferred into you. So sometimes, your mind becomes wealthy first before your pocket becomes wealthy.
That 17-year-old watching this video is thinking to themselves, you've really got to break it down to the core. Because, look, when people are going through real struggles,
yeah,
the emotions that is going up and down, this message does not get in there.
Mm.
Break it down. It doesn't. Because can you imagine talking about mindset as, okay, I've got to change first. This is what you have to do. And when you do that, you attract money. Mm-hmm. It looks alchemical. It looks some sort of esotericism. It just doesn't stay.
So, here's the thing. Africa.
What are the daily habits, the daily things that people have to do?
To become wealthy.
To become wealthy. To get that wealth mindset.
Okay. We've already said it, right? The first thing you need to do to become someone who wealth is attracted to, right? Or who becomes wealthy, first of all, is you need to change your pattern of thinking. And that sounds abstract. But it's not as abstract as it sounds, right? Because, for example, let me draw a picture of who influences the mindsets in Africa.
Awesome.
There are 3 pillars of influence in Africa. Number 1, religion. Number 2, politicians. Number 3, businesses. If you listen to someone in religion say, I released a video about a statistics that says, I think about 80-something% of Africans say that they get their ideas about life, about wealth, and decisions to make from religious leaders. So the person that shapes their day-to-day activities is religious leaders. Now, the danger with that is that if whatsoever religious leader you listen to doesn't have the right idea about wealth, the people that listen to them automatically do not become wealthy. Most of the people that you say that are poor, that is struggling, whatever, I mean, 95% of Africa is religious. So even the poor person goes to church or goes to the mosque or goes to the, in Nigeria, I would say Babalawo, if you're a traditional worshiper, right? There's all some sort of religion. Do you understand? So it depends on who is currently feeding your mind. So that's even the first place to start. Where do you get your daily mindset engineering from? If it's your parents that are poor and also feeding you about poverty practices, it could be a religious leader, right? It could be a circle. You have to audit your circle. That's the first thing. You have to first audit your circle. Because the truth about it is that they always say that the rich, that if you distributed the wealth, you know, a lot of people criticize the richest man in the world and say, if he gives $1 million to everybody on the world, in the world, there will be end of hunger,
yeah,
or there will be world peace or whatever. The truth is that if you redistribute the wealth globally and give $1 million to everybody, in 1 year, the money will still find itself with the billionaires.
That proves that.
That proves.
It's mindset.
That is mindset. Proves that it's mindset. So no matter how anybody says, oh, I don't want to listen to all these mindsets, whatever, it's also because of the mindset of that person. Because somebody has told them that all these people are just talkers or God to make money, man, we just go and do, like in Nigeria, they'll just go and do yahoo yahoo. Let me, we'll just go and do fraud. I want to go into politics. Oh, I want to be a musician. Because Nigeria, the media shows the people that display wealth, how will I put it, in a way that makes people believe that this is the only access. For example, is the yahoo yahoo guys, is the entertainment guys, is the politicians that display wealth in a certain way. So most people think that if I don't enter into any of these three spaces,
it will be difficult.
It will be difficult. That's why I say that we've already been indoctrinated in a certain way.
Let me stop you here for a minute. We are on a journey of changing the minds and the lives of people. So if you haven't subscribed and become part of the family, please hit the subscribe button and turn on the notification. Thank you. Now let's carry on with the conversation.
I have a survey here.
Yeah.
Ghanaian youth between the age of 18 to 35, 61% of them said that they prefer entrepreneurship. The problem is that they don't know how to start and they don't have the capital. What do you really think is the path for them to really be able to break free from their financial troubles?
All right. So you said 61%
of 61%, people, yes, between the age of 18 to 35. And they said they want entrepreneurship, but they don't have the capital, they don't have the government support, they don't have the means to be able to even start their businesses.
Yeah. The truth about it is that, yes, I agree that where there's government infrastructure and the basic things that society needs are provided, it gives the room for entrepreneurship to thrive.
Yeah.
However, entrepreneurship can also thrive. In fact, entrepreneurship majorly thrives where there's challenges and problems. A lot of the entrepreneurs that have come out today is because they saw a problem that they could fix. Do you understand? So yes, I understand that the government needs to provide some certain things, but that's not the only way they can go into entrepreneurship, right? I truly believe that for you to be wealthy,
yeah,
right, entrepreneurship is one of those avenues you can take. Investing is also an avenue you can take. I always tell people, I say there are five. When I did the research about people who have built wealth, I realized that there are five steps that people have built wealth, right?
Okay.
Number one is find a problem. Find a solution to that problem, whether a product or a service that people are willing to pay for to alleviate that problem.
Okay.
And charge money for it. That's the lowest place to start on the ladder of wealth. And why I said that is, I said find a problem first. There's a difference between being an entrepreneur and just a hustler or a businessman.
Okay, what's the difference?
The difference is the mindset. The businessman or the hustler is looking for what is paying people money so they can do, so they can make money to survive. So that business is for survival, which is, if everybody is selling wigs today, I don't know what solution is providing, but is making money, I enter into it. If everybody is doing YouTube or is a content creator, I hear it pays, they enter into it. If everybody is selling cups or clothes or fashion items, I enter into it. That is a businessman, and that person might not necessarily build wealth. Now, the entrepreneur is looking for a problem that people have and wants to solve it. And obviously, you're going to charge people for it. When you solve problems for people, right, your tendency to grow your wealth increases because you care about people and you're solving problems for them. That's the difference between a job. That's why I said, look for a problem, solve it, and charge people for it. Whether it's a product, whether it's a service, people will always pay for convenience. People will pay for access. People will pay for you to for you to help them look good, which is, I mean, fashion items. People will pay for services that can help them ease their stress.
Connected Minds Podcast.